Hey guys, long time no see. Well, no here anyway. John here as usual, and I apologize for my unintended hiatus. Long story, a boring one about medical problems and my ongoing vendetta against bees. But enough about me. Today, we're gonna study a puzzle, you and I. Now notice I said study and not solve. It's a complex jigsaw puzzle called the economy and how it's affecting us, the game-playing public. First, a ground rule and a disclaimer. In this crazy world of ours, nothing happens in a vacuum. Every problem we face today is tied into some other problem, and they all have roots stretching back for years. We're going to be talking about some pretty boring stuff, but this is also very, very important. What affects business at large will affect the gaming industry, and we're in the mess we are today because a worrying number of people get to powerful positions and proceed to get very greedy without knowing basic finance. Now, some of you may know, the financial system is basically paralyzed right now. The whole financial meltdown back in 08, still ongoing to a degree, has its roots in decades-old policies, but it boils down to speculative bets on an inflated housing market. Now, what a company has in cash and what it has on the ledger are two very, very different numbers. One is what a company thinks it has, investments, money owed to the company, projected future earnings, and what is what it would actually get if it had to sell its assets in a fire sale. As you can imagine, the latter number is significantly smaller than the former, and take a guess which number the company puts forward first. Any one of you with a deadbeat friend knows that money owed to you is not money in the bank. So if suddenly you need that money and can't get it, you're screwed. This causes problems for the guy you owe, and then the guy he owes, and so on. Multiply that by a few hundred million times, and amplify the amount owed each time, and you have a crude but effective model for what the market went through. Now, the overall economic downturn predates this. People were losing jobs in large numbers beforehand, largely because boards of directors mandated that profits keep increasing or heads will roll. But the financial meltdown, or as I call it, the crazy real estate insurance orgy backfire, made everything even worse. Don't worry, I'm getting to the part that involves games. I assure you, this is related. In prior recessions and market crashes, we still had functioning banks, so the economy was damaged but not crippled. That's not the case here. Banks themselves were tied into housing speculation, so when that went belly up, it took easy access to credit with it. Now this is important, because as I mentioned, companies don't keep a lot of money on hand. Even large corporations have maybe a month or two of liquid funds to, say, meet payroll or cover operating expenses. If they can't get a loan, they can't pay their employees, with the obvious problems that would entail. Larger companies can sometimes find ways to negotiate this, but they seldom do, and most game companies aren't that large. Blizzard employs about 4,600 people. BioWare, 500. Bungie, the makers of Halo, less than 200. This isn't counting manufacturing and distribution, of course. Those 200 guys aren't burning copies of Halo Reach and stuffing them into boxes themselves. But the point is, individual companies aren't well insulated against the market meltdown. The nature of the gaming industry means they won't react identically to other industries, but it's hardly immune from the effects. Look at the state of business today, business in general. There's ongoing pressure to keep sales up while keeping costs down, and yet costs keep rising. Although not wages, curiously enough. There's no money on hand for raises and no positions open for promotions, so employees tend to rot at whatever position they get stuck in. More work is being dumped on fewer individuals, meaning longer hours for less pay. Given unemployment rates, there's a veritable army of replacements just pawing at the door, desperate for a job, any job, so workers have no bargaining power. The company will just grab the next eager fresh face out of college and throw them into the grinder for less money. Some of you who know the industry are going to find all that very familiar. Yet nowadays, those aren't unique to gaming. That's happening everywhere. Gaming was already pretty dysfunctional before this. Take the EA spouse fiasco for one big example, and that was 6 years ago. And the economic crisis only makes it worse. What I'm getting at is most problems in the industry are either symptoms of, or exacerbated by, something larger that's plaguing the entire market. It's no secret that the cost of making games has gone up, which means a given title has to move more units to turn a profit. Thus, you see even more crunch time, more guys working unpaid overtime or 80-hour work weeks, more DLC, and more microtransactions. This Project $10 thing, online activation for used games, and so on, you're only going to see more of that. Smaller companies will more frequently get bought out and absorbed by wholly unrelated companies, which is why you see the Square Enix logo on fucking Kane and Lynch 2. Which was pretty good, by the way. I have to admit, it was quite enjoyable. Repetitive, but very fun. I digress. You're going to see more emphasis on features that companies don't yet know are gimmicky bullshit, and more naked press buyouts because companies need all the positive pre-release buzz they can get. You're also going to see sales of antidepressant medication go through the roof. All this, all of it, because your favorite game company is closer to bankruptcy than you might think. Maybe closer than they themselves realize. I mean, Electronic Arts might survive economic Thunderdome, but the rest of us aren't going to be too lucky. Consider that plenty of games have done just fine, and even outsold previous sales records in spite of the downturn. Yet, costs keep going up, and it's not clear why. New hardware? Manpower requirements? Integrating new technology? I really don't know what's driving costs in the industry. I'm not an expert. But I do know three things. Our economic system has had fundamental flaws for some time. Smaller companies feel the burn first, and the scope of the downturn this time is mind-bogglingly, almost impossibly huge. Consider what's happened over the years. People's pensions are gone. Their 401ks are gone. Millions of jobs are just gone. Business loans aren't happening. Commercial air travel is dying. The price of a college degree has long ensured that graduates enter the market tens of thousands of dollars in the hole. Healthcare costs keep going up, and we're not getting any healthier, at least not stateside. Some of these problems have been brewing for a very long time, and it's difficult to imagine they have no impact on our hobby. In fact, the financial crisis may have done it more harm than anything to date. These problems are interconnected, and sometimes self-reinforcing. Consider the real estate market and the job situation. Companies laying people off leads to people unable to pay their mortgages, which means they can't spend money buying things, which means companies need to cut people to maintain profits, which means more layoffs, and so on down until Microsoft is two guys knife-fighting over the last box of Steak-ums. If the gaming industry seems broken, it's because the economy at large is broken and has been for a while now. We, collectively, are f***ed beyond belief. Consider the credit default swap market built up a debt exceeding the GDP of every country on Earth. The value of the market was $64 trillion. It is valued divorced from real assets, and pretty much every aspect of finance and business got screwed over when the underlying investments, subprime mortgages, among others, went into default. We could collect every scrap of currency, every one and zero on a computer, every diamond and gold ingot, every cursed doubloon guarded by undead pirates, every last bit of actual money, and it wouldn't be enough. It would not be nearly enough. That's how big this is. Try telling me you can hide from that. Try telling me the QA guy working on Bioshock Infinite isn't going to have more important things on his mind, like the fact that his hometown is turning off lights and disbanding police departments. I'd like to read something for you real quick. It's a short excerpt from an article written by Michael Lewis, the author of The Big Short and Liar's Poker. He wrote, "If you got a few drinks in me and then asked what effect I thought my book, Liar's Poker, would have on the world, I might have said something like, I hope that college students trying to figure out what to do with their lives will read it and decide that it's silly to phony it up and abandon their passions to become financiers. I hope that some bright kid at, say, Ohio State University who really wanted to be an oceanographer would read my book, spurn the offer from Morgan Stanley, and set out to sea. Somehow that message failed to come across. 6 months after Liar's Poker was published, I was knee-deep in letters from students at Ohio State who wanted to know if I had any other secrets to share about Wall Street. They'd read my book as a how-to manual." End quote. When I read that, I felt something inside, an acute sense of horror and fear and pain like I've never felt before. Liar's Poker was a book published about Wall Street depredations back in the 1980s, and that quote, it hurt me. Reading that actually hurt me. To realize how big this is, and how far back it goes, and how helpless we are against it. The problems we face, the groundwork for them was laid decades ago by people that had never even heard of Nintendo. What we're feeling right now across our industry, our hobby, our culture, if you want to call it that, is just one small piece of a much, much bigger puzzle. Solving the problems of the economy is too big for any one industry, and I certainly don't have any constructive answers there. What I can say is these problems aren't going away. Nobody's going to get out of this unscathed, not the way we've been going. Project $10, DLC, pushing hardware limits, pushing employees harder. These are stopgap measures, and they reek of desperation. Managers scrambling for an explanation when pushy executives want to know why a profit line graph keeps going down. They will only work long enough for said manager to go home, get drunk, and try to forget what he does for a living until next morning. The industry desperately needs some genuine innovation when it comes to cost-cutting and making ends meet, and it needs to look long-term. Developers and publishers getting their houses in order would soften the blow in a big way, but they need better ideas and there are no quick fixes. Or we can all get used to Dragon Age 3, brought to you in part by AOL, Time Warner, Coke, Charles Schwab, Lockheed Martin, Electronic Arts, Sony, coming soon to a WeBox station 5,000 near you. For 4 easy payments of $49.99 or $59.99 to get a coaster and a picture of Darkspawn Bobblehead manufacturing plant. Prices and availability may vary. See participating stores for details. I know that sounds stupid and impossible, but we're living in a world where a California fruit picker who made $14,000 a year got a home loan for $750,000, and then people bet on whether he could pay it back, and then made complex bullshit risk analysis formulas on what percentage of those bets were going to pay off. So, stupid, yes. Impossible? Not nearly as much as you think. Fun stuff, isn't it? By the way, the money you think you own only has value because people believe it does. Ponder that one and then try telling me that people in businesses are rational actors. Closing with a quote. Playing Mass Effect on Vermeier, I couldn't help thinking, man, if only there were some other people that could go back and help this person out. If only I had like 3 more people who weren't doing anything better right now. If only. Thanks for listening, folks. This is John. Signing off.